Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Krisos. We are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Safik Mi'ilos Ashem Talui. Rabbi Akiva says that a person has to bring an Ashem Talui if he's not sure whether he violated Mi'ilah. Normally, you only bring an Ashem Talui if you're not sure if you did something for which you would have to bring a Chatas. Now, when you violate Mi'ilah, you don't bring a Chatas, meaning if you Vade violated Mi'ilah, you bring an Ashem Mi'ilos. So this is a rule breaker, according to Rabbi Akiva. You bring an Ashem Talui, even though it's not an Avera Sheish Bochatas. The Chum Potrim and the Chum say, no, that you don't bring an Ashem Talui for a Safik Mi'ila. Umod Rabbi Akiva, She'in Mavias Mi'ilaso, She'in Mavias Mi'ilaso, Achetis Vadilo, Viavi Ima Ashem Vade. Rabbi Akiva would agree that if a person is not sure whether he violated Mi'ila, he doesn't bring his Mi'ila in terms of the money for the Mi'ila until he knows for sure that he definitely violated Mi'ila. And then when he knows for sure, he brings the Ashem Vadai together with the actual payment of the Mi'ila. So if you know that you did Mi'ila, and meaning if you initially aren't sure whether you violated Mi'ila, you bring an Ashem Talui. As soon as you know that you did Mi'ila, you bring an Ashem Vadai and you pay the money. That is Rabbi Akiva's position. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, so says Rabbi Tarfon, Malaza mevi shtei Ashamos. Why should a guy have to bring two Ashamos? Eliyavi Mi'ila v'chumsha, when he's not sure whether he violated Mi'ila or not, let him pay then plus the extra fifth. V'yavi Hashem b'shnei slaim, and let him bring a carbon Hashem that's worth two slaim. V'yomer, and let him say, im vadei malti, if I violated Mi'ila, zu Mi'ila sivzei Hashemi, then this is my payment for the Mi'ila, and this is my carbon Hashem. V'im safek, and if it's a safek whether I violated Mi'ila, then hama'us nadava, meaning if I'll never find out for sure, meaning right now he's b'safek, but if he says if I stay b'safek for the rest of my life, Hamos nedava, then the money is just a nedava. Va'ashem tali, and this is my Ashem tali. Shemi minshu mevi alhoda, mevi alohoda, because the Ashem tali is the same type of animal that you would bring for the Ashem vadai. So therefore, it doesn't make sense for him to bring two separate karbanos. Mishnah Gimel, Amrlo Rabbi Akiva. So this is a single conversation. Rabbi Akiva says back, Nirm devaracha b'me'ila ma'uta. Whatever you're saying makes a lot of sense when it's not so much money. Because if the person's not sure, so he'll give that amount of money, and worst comes to worst, it's a nedava. Hare shabal yodo safik mi'ila b'meya mana. But what if he has a safik whether he violated mi'ila for an enormous amount of money? Lo yafalo shiyavi asham b'shtei slaim val yavi safik mi'ila b'meya mana. Wouldn't he rather that while he's still b'safik not pay any money and just bring an asham talui, and then as soon as he knows, he'll pay up? But if he never finds out, at least he won't risk losing all that money. So Amod Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfon b'mi'ila mu'atas. So the Mishnah says, oh, so Rabbi Kiva really agrees, meaning he agrees when it's a small amount of money that you could do what Rabbi Tarfon suggested, that you could make a tanai on that korban. Ha'isha shevi'a chatas ha'of safek, a woman who has a miscarriage and brings a chatas ha'of of safek, meaning she didn't know whether this was a miscarriage of an actual baby, and therefore she has to she'd be chayv as the or not. So im atchelo nimlika nodel asheyal davadai, if before they did the malika on the chatas of safek, they know for sure that she's actually a yoledes tasa davadai, then they treat this carbon as a vadai chatas. Shemimin shehimavia alohoda, because it's the same type of carbon that she would use, the same type of bird that she would use if she wasn't sure, Mevi'a al-hoda, that she uses if she is sure. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Peis, we said that Rabbi Akiva holds that if you're not sure if you violated Mi'ila, you bring an Ashem Talui. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't. But Rabbi Akiva would agree that you don't have to pay the money for the Mi'ila until you know for sure. And then, at that point, you'll bring an Ashem Vadai as well. So Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't understand. Why would you bring two Ashamos? Just right now, pay up the Mi'ila amount plus the Chomesh and bring a carbon and say that if it turns out that I violated Mi'ila, so here's my payment, here's my carbon. If it turns out that I'm never going to be sure and that it will always be a safek. So then this is my Asham Talui, and the payment should be a nedava. So then a Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Akiva responds, that works really well if it's not such an enormous amount of money. But if it's an enormous amount of money, the person would rather not pay up front. So you see clearly Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Tarfon when it's a smaller amount of money. And then we mentioned that a woman who brings a chata sa'of because she's not sure if she's the Yoledes, so if she finds out before they do the Malika, then they should treat it like a Vadai, because it's the same type of carbon anyway. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Dalet.